Hey everyone, welcome back to Digital Poison. I'm your host, Rachel Carter, and if you're feeling like you've got a case of the eggs lately, trust me, you're not alone. Life can throw some serious curveballs, right? And between juggling work, relationships, and everything in between, it's easy to feel overwhelmed, stressed out, and even a little bit lost. But guess what? It doesn't have to be this way. Today, we're diving into something super important. Practicing self-compassion during those tough times. Because let's be real, sometimes life feels like one giant obstacle course and we need to learn how to navigate it with kindness and understanding, starting with ourselves. Ever felt like you're your own worst critic? You know that feeling when you mess up or even just have a mad day and you beat yourself up about it? Well, stop right there. That inner voice needs a serious attitude adjustment. Self-compassion is all about treating yourself with the same kindness, care, and understanding that you would offer to a dear friend going through a tough time. And trust me, everyone deserves that kind of love and support, especially during challenging moments. So how do we actually put this into practice? Here are five key takeaways that can help you become your own best cheerleader. 1. Acknowledge your feelings. First things first, don't try to suppress or ignore those difficult emotions. Feel them, acknowledge them, and let yourself experience the full spectrum of what you're going through. Bottling things up only makes it worse. Remember, feeling sad, angry, frustrated, these are all valid human experiences. 2. Practice mindfulness. Take a moment to just be present in this very moment. Notice your breath, your surroundings, and how your body feels. This helps you ground yourself and connect with the here and now, rather than getting lost in worries about the past or anxieties about the future. 3. Challenge negative self-talk. We all have that inner critic, right? But instead of letting those harsh voices run wild, challenge them. When you catch yourself thinking negative things like I'm not good enough or I always mess everything up, stop and ask yourself, is this really true? What would I say to a friend who was feeling this way? Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding. 4. Remember you're not alone. This is huge. We all face challenges in life, so remember that you're not alone in your struggles. Reach out to friends, family, or even a therapist talking about what you're going through can be incredibly helpful. Sometimes just knowing that someone else understands can make a world of difference. 5. Practice self-care. This is non-negotiable. Make time for things that nourish your mind, body, and soul. Whether it's taking a walk in nature, reading a good book, getting a massage, or simply spending quality time with loved ones, prioritize activities that bring you joy and help you recharge. Okay, now let's talk about this in real life. Imagine you just bombed a presentation at work. You feel your cheeks burning, your stomach churning, and that inner critic is going on overdrive. What do you do? Do you crawl into bed and wallow in self-pity, or do you take a step back, acknowledge those feelings, and remind yourself that everyone makes mistakes? Maybe you say to yourself, okay, this didn't go as planned, but it's just one presentation. I learned from it and I'll do better next time. You could even treat yourself to a delicious coffee or take a walk to clear your head. See? Self-compassion in action. So remember, you're worthy of love, kindness, and understanding, especially during those tough times. Be your own best friend, practice self-care, and don't be afraid to ask for support when you need it. And hey, if you're feeling overwhelmed, just take a deep breath and remind yourself. This too shall pass. You got this. And that's a wrap on today's episode. Remember, practicing self-compassion is a journey, not a destination. Be patient with yourself, celebrate your wins, and keep striving to be the best version of you. Now go out there and rock your world, one act of kindness at a time. Don't forget to subscribe to Digital Poison and leave us a review, it really helps spread the word. See you in the next episode for more tips on navigating the digital age with grace and resilience.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.